Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. As an aerial film pilot, Jeff Sr. knows firsthand that there are moments of excitement and awe, as well as moments he's had to face fear and the unknown. Filming large aircraft going over 300 miles per hour is as safe as we make it, as a result of thorough briefings and protocols. However, there are times unforeseen situations can emerge, kind of like life, when we are presented with split-second decisions that have to be made. After spending over 30,000 hours, roughly 3.5 years in the air, aviation has taught Jeff many things about life, and he shares those lessons in his recent book, Life Lessons from 7 Miles High, The View That Captured My Heart. Jeff is a true Renaissance man, called a pilot by day, a rocker by night. Years of flying charter flights for celebrities and CEOs, captaining commercial airlines for Southwest as the singing pilot. Acclaimed stunt pilot, helicopter pilot with numerous flying credits, including flying Channel 9 News in Los Angeles. Screen Actors Guild movie pilot, credits for blockbuster movies like Silence of the Lambs and Space Cowboys. And a photo chase pilot for Blue Angels, Thunderbirds, and many more. And in addition to that, an award-winning singer-songwriter with 3 studio albums. What he's learned about life and gratitude in his book, Life Lessons from 7 Miles High, and Jeff Sr. is our guest on This Week in America. Jeff, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Hi, Rick. It's a pleasure to be here, and thank your audience as well. Thank you, everybody.
So much to talk about. We could literally spend hours talking about the career that you've had. We're focusing on now the book, Life Lessons from 7 Miles High, the view that captured your heart. You're sharing it with us, all of the experiences, and trying to make life a little better for all of us with what you have learned in yours. What inspired you to write the book? You're a musician. You're a pilot. Why did you decide, when did you decide to write this book?
Well, kind of goes way back to my mom, believe it or not. Years ago, I used to tell her all the stories of the celebrities I'd fly, the movies I flew in, and my music journeys. And so many times she said, you need to write a book someday. That's just people. And so I finally got up the gumption to do it, but I wanted to make it not so much about like, look at me, look at my stories, but tie those stories and the dreams that I've been so blessed to live, to inspire others to go live their dreams and become whatever it is they want to do in life. And especially in America, I'm very patriotic. So I think there's a lot of opportunity here to do whatever you desire. So that's kind of what inspired the book. And it's an easy read. It's something even teenagers can read. A lot of parents have told me, oh, my teenage son needs to read this. It's so inspirational.
Yes.
So that's my goal in it.
Well, it's a great message that you bring across. And I love when you talk about your parents. I want to go back and talk about the early days when you decided to become a pilot. And I know your parents were very influential in telling you that you can be what you want to be. Pick your goal, set out, and you can achieve that goal. Dad was very prominent in your life as a pilot as well. Where did this begin for you to become a pilot?
About 5 years old, believe it or not. My dad was an adventure seeker, which I at the time didn't realize how blessed I was to have a dad like him. But I think he lived vicariously through me. And, you know, we tried everything, surfing, skiing, motocross racing. And he was also a private pilot. So he used to take me up in a Piper Cub and a Comanche. And so from a 5 years old on, I was pretty hooked on aviation. And that's what inspired me. And I didn't know, really consider doing it for a living until I was a little bit older, like in college. And so it started with my dad, and my mom was a violinist. So that's where the music comes from.
You know, it's interesting, the background. I guess, by the way, Jeff Sr., that's S-E-N-O-U-R. His website is ctsmusic.com, called to service. And we'll talk about that in a second. Book published, urlinkpublishing.com. You find the book there, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How important was that? Your parents at an early age taught you to believe in yourself. So often as parents, we just give you toys and you know, Lincoln Logs and Legos and go off and play and find out who you are, and then we'll talk later. They really encourage you to find out what you wanted to do, to believe in yourself. How important was that message?
Well, very important. I think that we all have God-given gifts. There's no two of us alike. There's close to 8 billion people on planet Earth, and every one of us has a gift or gifts, something to that we do well. And if you can make a living at what you do well, that's even better. You won't work a day in your life. And my dad, I think also, my parents taught me to, aside from believing in yourself, teaching me that you're gonna have to work hard to get there. It's not gonna come easy. You're gonna fall down, you're gonna fail. You know, from first time I wanted a bicycle, my dad taught me like, oh, you want a bicycle? You're gonna have to, you go earn part of it and I'll pay the other part. And, you know, so it taught me to work hard and strive along the way. And I think some of those lessons were very valuable. And I tried to pass those on to my kids as well as they grew up.
Let's talk about this career in music and writing music, playing guitar for a few minutes here. You're a very successful pilot. You're doing all types of aircraft. You're carrying precious cargo. You're carrying important people, all of that very successfully. Yet you decide to go out and to try this music thing, and you conquered that as well. When did you start playing guitar and writing music? And why did you decide, I've wanted to do this, I'm going to do it?
Well, I was probably about 8 or 10 years old, and the Beatles inspired me.
Ah, yes.
And I remember telling my parents, I want to learn guitar. And they actually brought a guitar instructor in to kind of give me a lesson. And I'll never forget, the guy actually told my mom that I was kind of short and smaller than a lot of kids. And so I had smaller hands. And he said, well, maybe he should do something else. And I remember telling my mom, I don't care what that guy says, I'm going to learn to play guitar because I love guitar. And so in high school, I ended up in a rock band. In college, I was in rock bands. And I didn't start writing until later on in life. And once I got the bug to write and hooked on that, then that becomes kind of almost an obsession. You know, you're waking up in the middle of the night writing lyrics and recording into your voice recorder a melody that comes to your head.
Yes.
So, and then one thing led to another, and we put something bigger than ourselves over our music, which was, we honored our veterans, first responders. We did a lot of events for kids and charities, and that opened the doors to other things. Long story short, I mean, we ended up getting signed last year by Universal Music, which was a huge thing for us. Yeah, and which is kind of like, wow, really? Universal Music, we're up against the big boys. So that's an honor as well.
Well, that part of Jeff's career. Well, yeah, and ctsmusic.com is his website. Information on the book there as well, information on the music, and you can follow and you can see them performing the concerts, get all the information, the music, you can download the music, all of that. Jeff Senior, our guest on the program, that's Senour. His book is Life Lessons from 7 Miles High, The View That Captured My Heart. We all go through scary moments in life. We try to figure out our way through those. If you go through a scary moment in your life, you could be at 30,000 feet and you've got literally seconds to figure it out. How do you handle those situations? And can you think of one or two in particular that you really needed to keep it together and to do it quickly?
Yeah, there was, I think in aviation, well, it's kind of like driving your car. If you drive long enough, you're gonna come across a situation that probably scares the heck out of you, and whether at a near miss or an accident or whatever. And so flying's the same way. There's a lot more happening in aviation. You're going a lot faster. One of the most probably profound events I had in aviation was when I was filming a 747 years ago. And without going into too much detail, you know, we used to do a shot where he would come up under us and we would film the camera looking back at him, and he would go through frame and then he would come out the front, and then we turn the camera around and get him coming out the front, and they edit that together. and it becomes this really cool looking shot. And this particular time, he came up under us, and I just felt this real uneasy feeling. And he basically, what happened is he miscalculated. It's a big airplane, so I get that it could happen. And as he went by us, his tail went kind of like right by our right window.
Wow.
And barely missed us. And there was silence in my plane because everybody saw it, my crew. And I just at that moment had to, first of all, thankful that we weren't killed or that he didn't hit us. And he felt bad. He realized what he had done. And we talked about it when we got on the ground. But I just had to compose myself and go, we're safe, we're fine. I got to calm my crew down. I got to let them know even though my knees were shaking from the fear of it.
Understandable.
I couldn't show that, you know. So you got to kind of compose yourself and calm everybody down. And then we talked about it on the ground. So, and that was a lesson learned, and we never did that shot again. We learned that we'll do it other ways and accomplish the same thing.
So you'll learn from that as well. And here it's not just you and your skills, it's you're relying on somebody else and their skills to get through the task, which was doing the filming. Our guest on the program is Jeff Senior. We're talking about his book, Life Lessons from 7 Miles High, The View That Captured My Heart. I want to jump back on stage now, maybe a little safer on stage. If you fall, you're only going to do 8, 10 feet. It's not like tens of thousands of feet. Is there a favorite performance you've had with your band so far? And I hate to say a favorite, but maybe one or two that come to mind. It's probably difficult to pick those out. And what's among the favorites and why? What makes a good performance for you when you feel when it's over with, man, we nailed that?
Well, I'm always the worst critic of our performances, you know, which I think is a good thing. I look at some of our videos and go, oh boy, I can improve on that. I can be better on that. That's, I think, life. We have to constantly strive to be better at what we do. And one of the most memorable experiences with our band, we played at a festival called Soul Fest 2 years ago in Gunstock, New Hampshire. It was Gunstock Ski Resort in New Hampshire. And so it's a huge music festival, 3-day music festival, and they have a candlelight service on the Friday night, and we got booked to play that candlelight service. So it was on a ski slope and this huge stage, 3-story high of lights and, you know, amazing backdrop of video screen, and there were 10,000 people, and we just started with one candle. And we lit two candles on off stage, and then two lit four, and that it multiplied. And we literally witnessed the light of these candles spread up the ski slope. And I got teary-eyed because the sound. And then we started playing, and we had everybody singing with us. And the metaphor of that to me was that one light, one life can make a difference in so many others. You know, you light that one light and then spread up that hill. And it's kind of like life. You know, we can influence so many people just in the way we act and talk and treat people, and kindness and forgiveness and those kind of things. And then the other most memorable was we did the 105th birthday of the oldest Pearl Harbor survivor, Ray Chavez. At the time, he passed a couple years ago, but we did a performance on the USS Midway for Ray.
Wow.
When he turned 105, and that was memorable. That was, I just pinched myself. A lot of these shows we get to do that, like, wow, you know, how lucky are we to be here and get to do this?
The book is Life Lessons from 7 Miles High, The View That Captured My Heart. Jeff Senior, Senour, is the author and our guest on the program, talking about his aviation career, his music career. Let's go back talking about pinching yourself now to aviation. Some of the celebrities you've been able to provide service for over the years. Maybe a favorite or two there. You get to see them in a whole different light. There aren't, you know, not media around, not paparazzi around. You get to see the real person, right? I'm sure, in this situation. Who are some of the favorites that you've had a chance to give rides to?
I even go way back to Bob Hope, Johnny Carson, Ed McMahon, Clint Eastwood, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I worked on Arnold's movie, True Lies. I've worked on several of Clint's movies as well. And I would say all of them, it's very rare to get somebody that's a jerk. Most of them are just amazing, amazing people. And when they're in the jet, they like their privacy. It's a way, it's kind of an escape, I think, for them. But you do learn things as far as one thing, one of the most profound things I think I learned flying celebrities around and famous people was that they're just people. You know, we tend to put them on this pedestal. Then when you meet them and get to know them a little bit, you go, they're just regular people, and they have the same ups and downs and distractions and hurdles in life that we do. It's no different. And when you realize that, you just start. And they like to just be treated kind of normal, like, hey, what's going on? You know, how you doing? And so.
It sounds like there's an element of sort of psychology that goes into this as well, to sort of read the people and what you can do to make the flight more enjoyable for them, and it may be just shut up
Absolutely.
and fly. That may be what
Yeah, no, and I love integrating with them and talking. I used to fly John Travolta around. One of the stories in my book, I talk about John Travolta. He was one of the nicest guys you'd ever want to meet. You know, sincere and kind. And one night we're standing on the ramp. It was this beautiful night in Southern California at Burbank Airport. And we're just talking. He was waiting for some friends. We were going to fly them somewhere. And he goes, you know, Jeff, I just wish I could meet a nice girl and get married. And I remember, I go, what? And he goes, yeah, I go, you're John Travolta. What are you talking about? He goes, and he goes, that's the thing. I want to meet somebody that loves me for who I am, not what I am. And that was profound to me. That was a lesson in life that I go, wow, they have the same desires we all do. Doesn't matter. They have more money than I do, but they're just people, you know, at the end of the day. And you look at a guy like John Travolta, he went through a lot of heartache, you know, lost his son. I mean, he's had a lot of distractions in his life and heartache. So just because you're famous doesn't exempt you from all of that.
A fascinating viewpoint, and that story and so many more in Life Lessons from 7 Miles High. An accomplished pilot, as I understand as well, Travolta.
He is, yeah. And I flew with him when he was just kind of getting his hours and experience up. So now he lives in Florida. He's got his own couple of jets, and he's quite the accomplished guy.
Let's talk about a perspective from aviation that is given to you about life that you share with us in your book, Life Lessons from 7 Miles High. What are some of the perspectives from aviation that worked in your life and will work in ours?
Well, and that's aviation has so many metaphors that relate to life. When I do speaking events, I love inspiring people to, you know, when you wake up in the morning, do you pre-flight your life? Do you have a goal? Do you have a is your life on autopilot, or do you take control of it? Do you put it on autopilot and let it fly off into the sunset and hope for the best, or do you take control? Are you the captain of your destiny, and you tell your life where you want it to go, just like you do the airplane? You know, every airplane has a compass. Why do we have a compass? It's to tell us which direction we're going. Well, what's our moral compass in life? That's a moral compass is something that guides us to do the right thing, you know, to abide by the laws, to treat others with kindness, to be, you know, forgiving of others. And that's a moral compass. And so there's so many similarities and perspective. When you view a city like Los Angeles with 15 million people, you know, at night, and you're at 40,000 feet, and you look down and realize that there's every human emotion possible going on at that time, that you know, it just brings you perspective. It's
yes.
And the life, the lives that we live, you know, if you go back to the 1800s, how they lived compared to how we live now, we're pretty lucky. And we're actually pretty spoiled, I think.
We actually are and seem to get more spoiled as more things are done for us, where it's easy to do things that used to take a lot to, you know, to go through.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you see that in your preparation in flying. In fact, preparation is a word that kept coming up as I was getting ready for our conversation today. So often after a while, we tend to take shortcuts. You've had hundreds of thousands of hours of time spent in the air flights. Talk about that preparation, and you can't take shortcuts, can you?
No. And no matter how much time we get and experience we get in an airplane, we still, every time we fly it, use a checklist, because things can be missed. We're human. We make mistakes. And so we do a checklist every time we get in, every time I get in the jet or the helicopter. You know, I've got it memorized, but we still use that checklist.
Yes.
We read it and call it out. So that's the preparation. We pre-flight, we walk around the plane, we check, make sure it's, you know, the truck didn't run into it or something happened to it. You know, we prepare the cockpit. And that, I think, flows into life that, you know, when we wake up in the morning, you know, take it off of autopilot, set a goal. You know, do I have what am I doing today? What are my 5-year goals? Where do I see myself in 5 years, 10 years, you know, set things. And I wish I was as smart as some of these people that start businesses and, you know, become mega millionaires or billionaires, but I have other gifts that I get to use.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, in sharing these lessons, you talk so much about focus and discipline and all of that that is so important to all of us, certainly to you and the success that you've had. A few minutes left in the program. Let's go back to music now and talk about, from a writing standpoint, what is the favorite song, the song that you wrote that maybe you're most proud of? If somebody says, I got time for one song, sing something for me. What is the favorite one that you've written?
Yeah, and that's a hard one, because every song you write, you're attached
yes.
to emotionally. It has a meaning and a purpose behind it. And I like when people try to guess, oh, you wrote that about so-and-so, or you wrote that for, you know, like it, so I like that when they guess what. One of our latest songs, I think One Life, is probably one of the most profound songs, and it's catchy, it's easy to sing. It just kind of sums up that this journey of life is short. No matter how short or long we have, every one of us, there's an end, and it's what we do while we were here. No matter if, you know, it's in the journey we're here, it's like the dash between the two dates, the day we're born, the day we die. That dash is, what do we do during that time? Who are the people we influence? You know, when there's, like the saying, there's no hurts behind it, or there's no U-Haul behind a hurts. There's a lot of meaning to that, that it's what we did while we were here. So One Life is about living every day of your life, the make your dreams come true, work hard. You're going to fall down. You're going to fail. Pick yourself back up and move on and make every day count, you know. Spend time with your loved ones, your family. That's the most important. And just enjoy this journey here, because it's a beautiful journey.
You've got an expression that I really like. We each have unique gifts. Our job is to find those gifts and do something good with them. It's not really that complicated, is it? We all have gifts. Find them, find something we like to do, and make the world a better place in the process.
Absolutely. Yeah. One of my funnest examples is, yeah, I could want to play golf like Tiger Woods all day long. That's never going to happen. I could spend 24/7 practicing golf. I'm never going to be that good. It's just not my gift, you know. And so thank God he gave me a gift of flying and music, and I've been able to actually make a living at that, and it's pretty cool.
A nice one, and the book is a byproduct of that. And I mean, a couple minutes left here. I the You've accomplished, I would think, just about everything in aviation. You're doing that now in music with a very successful career. Do you have goals still? Are there things you get up in the morning and go, you know, I'd like to conquer this?
I'd like to get into more speaking events, you know, corporate type speaking events, and then, you know, inspire corporate events for a company. So I'd like, that's one of my goals. I'd like to you know, be a bestseller on the book market. That'd be kind of fun.
Well, you're on your way. This book is Life Lessons from 7 Miles High, The View That Captured My Heart by Jeff Senior. That's S-E-N-O-U-R. The website is ctsmusic.com. You'll find music information there. You'll be able to get information on the book there as well. Book published by urlinkpublishing.com. I thank them for arranging our conversation today. Jeff, hopefully we can do this again. The time went by so quickly, so much more to talk about. Thank you so much for spending time with us on the program. A fascinating conversation. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Rick, and thank your audience, and thank you for what you do, your gifts. It's pretty cool, and you're getting lots of great stories out there, so keep up good work.
Well, I'm only as good as the people I have on the program, so I aced it today thanks to you. So I passed the guest test on the program today. Jeff Senior, our guest on the program, S-E-N-O-U-R. The website, ctsmusic.com. Again, the book, Life Lessons from 7 Miles High, The View That Captured My Heart. All of this, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.